called Emily.
One one nine.
I'm monitoring, so I can't hear what you're saying. So how do I, you said one more night?
119. That's the number of the episode.
Oh, yes. It's 119. Guys, welcome to Gilmore Guys. I'm Kevin.
I'm Demi.
And we're...
the Gilmore Guys.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
How you doing, Demi?
Good.
Cool. Me too.
Alexis Bledel couldn't make it.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. Here, let me show you the text.
Okay, cool.
I'll also hold it up to the microphone so the viewers at home can see.
Oh, wow. Right on. Okay. Well, that's a bummer, but I think we have someone even better.
Let's just quickly slow down and say
this energy is so upsetting.
It's so upsetting. Guys, we did a few lines of cocaine before this episode.
No. We don't do that stuff.
This is going to be a quick episode.
It's a quickie.
But it's a good one.
It's a quickie, but a goodie.
Yeah.
We've been listening to audience. Well, there's been like three. Truthfully, like, I can think of a handful where it's like, hey, maybe it could be, like, shorter. It doesn't need to be an hour or an hour 40, as is the case with some of our episodes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we wanted to give it to the fans and really deliver because, guys, it's all about the fans.
Oh, my God.
We've already made this intro too long.
I was about to say, the point was to explain that this is going to be shorter.
Yeah, you're right. Alexis Bledel couldn't make it, but I think we have someone better, and we're going to introduce her now. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know her as Cosby Sweater is her recording name. She has an album called Cosby Sweater. That's with two S's, right?
Yeah.
On iTunes. She has her own podcast called Fire Talk with Me, dissecting Twin Peaks. Guys, it's Allie Gertz.
Hello. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool. Good.
I know. I'm so... Yeah. Guys, we don't have much time today. We have a lot to talk about and a little bit of time to do it. So, Allie, tell us about your background with Gilmore Girls.
This is the first time I've ever watched any episode of the Gilmore Girls.
Any episode?
Any episode.
Behind the scenes peek into how we operate, we generally watch the episode separately, come together, and talk about it. Today, what we did... which was awesome and a lot of fun, is we actually all watched it together as a little family.
Which is why the episode has to be a little short. That is on me.
It has to be a little short.
No sweat.
I'm so glad that I watched it with you guys. That made it much better for me.
Do you think you would have turned it off if you were by yourself?
I can't believe you guys wanted me to watch that by myself.
It is like, more enjoyable
it's
with people.
Just a little depressing
but
by yourself.
I just don't know how to figure out scheduling-wise. So on Fire Talk with Me, which is your podcast all about Twin Peaks that you host with...
Jeremy Smith. Yeah, we all watch that together.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing maybe we should switch it up. Sometimes it is more fun to just go in. But I really like watching stuff with people. That's kind of why I like podcasts about TV anyway. It just makes you feel like it's that old style. Just like, oh, it's on. The show just started. Let's all watch it. Like, you don't really have an option. So I like it.
It's really fun. And maybe we'll do it from now on. Maybe today is the line of demarcation from the old Gilmore Guys to the new Gilmore Guys.
This is where it splits.
This is our breaking point. Breaking point? That's not the right way to put it. Well, let's open this episode the way we open up every episode. Well, we do. I say that and we do it like three different ways. I say, let's open it up the way we always open it up. And then we do it three different ways. But that's fine. But we'll do the Netflix synopsis of this episode.
I even thought you were going to open it up a different way. Anyway, Netflix.
I know, with P Goes the C. Not yet. It's coming, though. The Netflix synopsis. We always do it before each episode to see what Netflix and Mr. Reed Hastings has to say about this show. The synopsis for this is Emily is horrified when she sees the place where Lorelai and Rory first lived. So she sets out to create a perfect bedroom for Rory in her house.
I would say that's a pretty small portion of this episode.
It literally does not happen until 35 minutes in.
Yeah.
I wrote that down because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's some... anyway.
These synopses are awful.
They're really bad. The next few are terrible, too. For, like, spoilers and shit. If you've never seen the show before, it's horrible.
They're
anyway.
Just, like, writing it like, oh, everyone's seen this show.
Yeah,
so here's
you
what
guys
happens.
Get it, right?
Rachel anyway. Has some trouble organizing ketchup bottles.
Which she definitely does in this episode.
It's, like, such a minor background thing, but I just could, because, like, you hear the noise of them, like, anyway.
It's pretty amazing. So, that's the synopsis. Not so good. But let's get into a little segment we call Pop
Goes the Culture.
Pop Goes the Culture, in which we take every pop cultural reference in the episode, string them together in a little supercut, and listen back to them. This is episode 119, Emily in Wonderland, Pop Goes the Culture.
Like Joy Division gloomy, Nick Cave gloomy, Robert Smith gloomy,
Johnny Cash gloomy.
So, kind of like a San Quentin-y, it's a long road home and my horse just got shot, but I still got my girl by my side. Gloomy?
Sounded like some sick take on the girl.
It's the Grapes of Wrath. NSYNC or 98 Degrees.
That was my favorite one.
Boo Radley touching my rosebud wallpaper.
I'm deep into Charlie Parker, gloomy.
The original Charlie's Angels. It took us years to get a complete set. You can find the Kate Jacksons and the Shelley Hacks pretty easily, even the Cheryl Ladds, but the Farrah Fawcett's and the
Now she's just
Smith
name dropping.
My least favorite one.
The real trick, however, is to find the Tommy Roberts. We have three.
I sat her down to listen to a Prince song once, and she looked like she was having a stroke.
It'd be like the first 15 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, but at least those guys got to be in France. Yes, I would date Steven Tyler.
Well, I don't know exactly what's going on in Rachel's head, because I'm not a Vulcan, but...
It's like watching the Williams sisters.
Be quiet.
Go build us another statue.
What's up, working girl?
I thought he was only here for a weekend.
Yes, the lost weekend.
I talk... I think I'm being clear, and all she hears is blah, 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 Ginger.
The Backside Boys.
You mean the Backstreet Boys?
Yes, that's it.
The Backside Boys.
Yes, that's it.
The weirdest one, well, there's two weird ones that were worth referencing and looking up. The first one was The Lost Weekend. Suki compares Rune's stay at Jackson's to the movie about an alcoholic's four-day drinking binge, which seems to drag on forever. So when she says The Lost Weekend, she's not just saying, like, in general, it's that particular reference.
What?
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that, like, a big movie, or is it...
Huge. Yeah. Nicolas Cage was in it. And then the other reference, that might not be true. The other one is Lorelai says, I talk, I think I'm being clear, and all she hears is blah, 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 Ginger. Here we go. Let's take a little journey real quick.
Is this in the Gilligan's Island rough?
No.
Hmm.
That's what I've thought, too, is like, oh, it's that. It's not that. And we'll post this to our Twitter. But you guys remember The Far Side, right? Gary Larson.
Oh,
one
yeah.
Panel comic strip.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Classic, right? So this is a Far Side comic. Let me describe it. It's a famous Gary Larson Far Side cartoon. And the caption is, what you say, and it shows a man scolding his dog saying, oh, Ginger, that was a bad thing. You're a bad, bad dog. The next panel has the caption, what a dog hears, and shows the dog hearing, blah, Ginger, blah, 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 Ginger.
What
weird.
Isn't that the most... This is by far, even though it's not the oldest, it is the most esoteric reference on the show thus far.
Why do they...
I love the idea of someone at home who's just kind of like, oh my god, yes, finally.
Finally, that Ginger comic got represented.
Far Side have paid off.
Oh my gosh. So, there you go.
What the hell? Why did they think that would...
Gary Larson.
And the daughter never even questions it. She's like, totally, I got it. You don't need to explain.
Well, maybe she doesn't. Because I buy that, though, because it would make sense that Lorelai, given her pop culture literateness, her fanaticism, would raise her daughter on the same thing, probably, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Allie.
Yes.
This is your first episode to watch.
Ever.
Based on one episode's watch.
Yes.
Literally 10 minutes ago. Do you enjoy this show? Do you like Gilmore Girls?
I do. Yeah, I like it. I wasn't sure what I was going to think. I wasn't really sure. I mean, I knew it was about a mom and her daughter.
True.
And that's all I knew about it. I didn't know that they were going to be so snappy and witty and fun. And I didn't know that the daughter was going to be so charming and, as put earlier, not annoying. And I agree. I really like it. I want to start from the beginning, actually.
Yay! We have a convert!
Yay!
We did it!
We keep doing... This is a Church of the Gilmore Girls podcast. We just basically bring people on and we're just like, yeah. convert.
Well, it's like our other church podcast, Chilling with Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I love the way it looks. looks and all the way it sounds. Like, mm-hmm. lots of good audio.
It's such a warm blanket of a show, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just very comforting. Like, which is why I liked watching it with friends. Like, it's just like, oh, this is just a nice time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a very sweet time, just sipping cocoa on the couch.
Yeah.
We should do that. Once we're done with this podcast in 2019, or whatever the hell it is, we should have, like, Gilmore Nights, where we relive it, and we're just, like, sipping cocoa.
Here's the thing. Once we're done watching this podcast,
you'll never listen. You'll
never watching
really?
The show again. No.
Do you like the show?
You would.
Here's the thing. I do. Kevin's pulling the most surprised face right now.
What?
Here's the thing. I do like this show, but I'm also... Like, there's some moments where I just, like, okay, full disclosure, we're recording 3 episodes today, so I watched 3 episodes, and that includes the season finale.
True.
I hated it. And that's something of a spoiler. You guys are going to, because the way this is going to come out, it's going to be like, we have to wait a week to hear why he hates it.
No, but it'll be 2 days from now, actually. Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's just some of these episodes are so frustrating to watch. And then, like, I'm like, oh, my God, there are seasons of this to go. And I know it's, like, it's the early season, so they probably changed some stuff. But mm-hmm. I'm also realizing, like, it's a WB show, so much of this is based in, like, how do we get to the teens? What do the teens want to hear? More Chad Michael Murray.
Mudface.
More Chad Michael Mudface. He's in this show a lot.
Mm. Yeah.
And he's the worst.
From One Tree
Can
Hill.
Can you imagine, like, tapping out and having someone else replace you?
I will never. I'm in it for the long haul.
Except for the episodes where you can't make it coming up.
I'm very, for the long haul, though.
Yeah, like, he is. Demi is so committed. And truthfully, that was the thing. When we first started this pod, we haven't talked about this.
Yeah.
But I was like, I just thought to myself, because I put out the idea on Twitter, like, who wants to co-host? And Demi was like, I do. And Demi's hilarious. So I was like, yeah, let's do it.
I'm great.
But then I was like, yeah, he's one of the greats.
I'm very good.
But we... when we got together and record, I was like, that was awesome. Is he really going to do 152 more of these?
Yeah, I am.
Aw, that's a sweet friend.
And you know what? I think he is.
I am.
I hope he is.
Oh, I am.
I think we're committed to each other pretty hardcore.
Look, I've already gone, 19 episodes in? There's no turning back.
21 episodes in, really. Yeah. So, yeah. This episode, Emily in Wonderland.
She's really not in Wonderland for that long.
She's in Wonderland for like 1.5 acts. And her little shoes, her little jogging shoes.
Oh my God, that was so funny.
The best scene of the episode. What do you think is your favorite scene of the episode? Let's just skip all around. Let's not do it chronologically.
You start, Allie.
I don't know. It was just so much information for me that it's hard to pick a favorite. Because I was just trying to keep straight which Gilmore Girl was which.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the confrontational pickle scene where they're talking about the relationship.
Yeah.
About
when Lorelai and Luke are in a pickle while stocking
Uh-oh.
Pickles.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Allie is really disappointed in me. Her look is
she
like
just left. Oh my God.
A mom and I disappointed my mom.
yeah, but the literal and figurative unboxing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a good scene. I was impacted by it, and I don't even know who these characters are. I said oof at one point, a little blow to the gut.
Yeah, well,
there
you,
were a little,
I don't
things
know.
That got me a little heated.
Let's hear your thoughts on Luke.
I hate Luke.
Allie hates Luke. Scott Patterson, we love you. Allie hates Luke. Why do you hate Luke?
She is so much better than Luke. She deserves someone way better than Luke.
I did have this feeling in the rewatching it again for the second time a couple minutes ago. When Rachel, this like gorgeous, interesting woman who's a photographer and travels the world, and Lorelai, who's amazing as well, when it's like he's there and both of these women have interest in him, right? On some level, Rachel's more explicit, and then he's just like, hey, here's your coffee, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have, he's not, at least in this episode, he has zero to offer either of them. Like, he's unattractive, he dresses horribly.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
As a character.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not as an actor.
Here's the
as
thing.
An actor, he's beautiful.
I feel like I used to dress like Luke up until a few weeks ago.
And listen, in my more naive days, I would totally go for that. But now it's just kind of like, no, I need someone who, like, knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and they obviously do. Like, there's two powerful women that are, like, you know, one's raising a daughter and running, like, an inn and doing mm-hmm. all this stuff. And what's this guy do? Not that, you know, the only thing to base someone on is their, you know, career, but he can't even pour coffee right. Like, he spills it all over.
He spills it all over Lorelai in a hilarious comedic scene.
He's not, like, keyed into his emotions. He's obviously having a hard time, like, with trust, but still is with someone, and so he has
a mysterious safe.
For reasons passing understanding.
He's on a date with this woman that he's afraid is going to leave, but then is still being flirtatious, you know, with Lorelai, and it's just, you know, there's a lot of stuff that makes me not really trust him as a person.
Yeah, Luke's got some skeletons.
Yeah, he really does, and I think he does have a lot of daddy issues. I mean,
almost definitely.
That's the core of all of his emotional problems, I think. He inherited the diner from his father. It used to be a hardware store that he converted into a diner.
I just don't like seeing characters that need to be... I don't like men characters that need to be, like, worked on to be good people at the end. Like, I like, like, come out good. Like, get a good character that is deserving of their affection, not one that these two women are just like, I'll make you better.
Right.
No projects.
Like, come on. Yeah, exactly. Don't need projects.
You don't want no scrubs, right?
Exactly.
Is that fair to say? Mm-hmm. Unless it's a TV show? Scrubs.
The next podcast.
Save it for our scrubs. I can't think of a...
Scrubby buddies?
Scrubby buddies. There it is. Scrubbing buddies.
Ew.
Yep.
It is kind of gross sounding.
Allie won't be on that one.
Okay, so given that's an interesting observation. Like, because Lorelai's so amazing, and Luke's kind of like, eh, and he needs a lot of work on some level, right?
Like the inn.
Just like good the Dragonfly Inn, man. So good. So, okay, here's the fun question. If you had to pick a fictional character from something that you think would be better suited with Lorelai, that's not Luke, from any TV show, any movie, whatever, like, what would be an example of a guy like that?
I don't know Lorelai too well, and I don't really know what she would need, but I know that it would obviously need to be someone who's cool with family, cool with commitment, cool with her kind of running the show.
Would it be Dale Cooper?
Cooper would obviously be my boyfriend, so he's taken.
Apologies.
Of the Twin Peaks world, I think that... I think Cooper would probably be the only... Actually, you know what? Harry Truman, who was dating Josie, he's like the sheriff. He's the buddy of Cooper. Yeah. He would be great for Lorelai. Would be just great. Like, very attentive, like, very, like... He's not as smart, but he's definitely better than Luke in every way. And he's also just, like, he's a sheriff, and he's, like, doing stuff, and he's affectionate, and he really is appreciative of women. And I think would be a great dad. Yeah.
Interesting.
So I'm shipping them.
Okay. Hey, fan fiction writers out there.
Lorelai and Truman.
Get it cracking. Lorelai and Truman. Lumen.
Lumen.
Lumen, baby.
No, we can do better than that.
No, I don't think we can.
Listeners at home.
Not today.
Listeners at home, tweet at us with a better name. Okay.
Amazing.
Favorite scenes, though. You were getting on that. Do we have the same favorite scene?
Maybe. I mean, mine is Rory in the shed.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, Emily. That's so
that, okay,
good.
So I
that's the synopsis, so they did a good job.
Right, well, they did for me, I guess. So I put out, before we started recording, some Twitter Q&A. We got like 4 responses, a lot less than we did last weekend. I think because our previous Q&A hasn't come out, so people are like, they don't use them.
But right.
We do. We're just recording these like 9 days in advance. So at Lamestreamer, her cue was, it's not even a cue. She just says, I just want to know if you cried during Ep 19.
Nope.
Yes. You did? A lot. I almost cried here watching it.
Oh my God, really?
During that scene, there's something about Sam Phillips' cue when they go in and Rory's like, and this was like, yeah, we put a curtain up and it wasn't,
very
you know.
Sweet. It's very,
it's
very
sweet.
I thought it was
so sweet,
sweet, but I don't know. It didn't resonate emotionally with me.
What about when the guy comes in with towels? It's just like, excuse me.
Oh, that made me cry.
That made me cry for a different reason. Rune. Yeah, Rune is back in this episode. I don't know
He's ruining
Was he
it.
Okay, now
I like
I'm disappointed
that. We work for
in
at
you.
So we have to throw
puns.
A few puns in
Full
there.
Full disclosure, is that like a pun-heavy work atmosphere?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to work there
It's
now.
Literally making puns for
is
a long
time.
Yeah. Yeah, full disclosure, Allie and Demi, that's not how you know each other, but you guys work together
right.
at Midnight.
That's yes.
true.
And so everything that Chris Hardwick says, Allie and Demi wrote. Will you go on record and say
not,
that?
I will not go on record and say that.
Created at Midnight.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll go on record saying that.
Cool.
We'll just try and pitch Gilmore Girls stuff onto the show. this week on Reddit.
That'd be great.
Hashtag wars. Create a Gilmore girl.
It's just our Gilmore guys hashtag. Yeah. Gilmore girl. You just do viral marketing for this podcast on this like hugely right. watched show.
Yeah.
But anyway, about that scene, it's just, it was so affecting to me. Just like Emily's, because it was such like an involuntary reaction, just like her horror and looking at everything. And Rory's like so innocent, like, yeah, this was great. And
was
wasn't
it the
this
teriyaki?
Cool?
Why are you?
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
It's just late. I have to go.
Was it the teriyaki? That, the teriyaki line that made me cry. But I really did. I watched this scene out of context like weeks ago.
Really?
I was just going through YouTube watching Gilmore Girls.
Was it scene. Like saddest Gilmore scene on YouTube or something?
No, it was like Best of Emily or something. I don't know. I don't know what it
Best
was.
Emily compilation.
Yeah,
sent
one of those
to Sam Phillips.
Emily French supercuts.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was a great scene.
I did like that.
Her speaking French to Michelle.
Michelle was beaming
yeah.
in that scene. So Emily and Michelle.
You think that's going to happen?
Oh, no, no.
Them
no.
hooking up?
Yeah.
Well, I've
don't
seen the whole
it,
show.
Don't spoil it.
Okay, in a real life situation.
In a real life. Definitely.
In a real life situation, I think something's going to go on there.
Okay.
In this show, I'm sure nothing happens. Michelle, they will never let Michelle outside of that desk. Like, I don't believe he has a lower half. I'm believing he's just, like, on a table or something.
Amazing.
Is he a character that comes on the show pretty regularly?
He, yeah.
I like him a lot.
You do? Okay. Because to
like
me.
I like people that are just like.
Sassy for
it,
no justified reason.
Just calling it how it is. Like, okay. I like people that are
yeah,
just like,
then you'll
here's
love
what's
him.
Up.
He's. That's him the entire time, but I can't help but think like he has to be fired at some point because he's always just like, I will not help you. It's not my job. I don't care. I'm leaving this establishment as soon as I can.
There was a scene between him and Rune that was like a battle of who can be the worst person. Where it's just Rune like, oh, go build another statue.
Yeah.
And Rune, God, why is Rune in this?
And his outfit, I think you guys both had some problems yeah. with.
He looks like a kid. He looks like a newspaper editor that got shrunk in his clothes.
Extra.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Extra, read all about it. Nah.
Man, shrunken coat.
Okay. Here's another key question for a newbie. Do you like Emily?
Oh.
Emily's Grandma Gilmore.
Yeah. I like her as a character. I would hate her as a person. I am so...
good way of putting
I'm
it.
The most combative against old women. And it, like... Not all old women. I'm not, like... But I do have a little bit of a prejudice, I guess, sometimes. Like, I just find...
Against...
Women that age that are my family, I feel like. I just kind of was like...
Let's talk about... Let's
don't tell me what
we haven't
to
gone
do.
Personal
We haven't.
Do we la, get personal? La, 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 la.
Personal.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like... I guess people that just think they know better just and are close-minded and, you know, just can't people that are classist, I guess. I just really hate classism.
Right. Right.
It's
because
really
that,
disgusting to
that's
me.
The whole conflict of this episode too, is it's money. So the way we talk about this on the show, the way Emily, and I think it's through no fault of her own, I think it's just the way she, well, I mean, she has responsibility, but it's just her
is.
Environment. It's the way she is. She experiences love through money,
yeah.
I think. And so that's how she shows affection to her daughter and her granddaughter's like, I bought this thing. I did this thing for you. Blah, 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 blah. And so when she sees a lack of it, she sees a lack of love.
Absolutely.
And especially when it's like, oh, you went to this horrible thing, which probably wasn't that horrible. That would probably be a really cool
yeah.
apartment in Silver
spend
Lake or
like
something.
$1,200 a month to get that.
Yep. That is correct.
And then so, extra on curtains for the tub.
Yeah.
Which is just like an IKEA hack. Like, that's just stuff I read on, like, apartment
IKEA
therapy.
Life hack. I love that.
I thought the scene between Emily and Lorelai in that conversation about, like, you'd have lived in the sewer. Like, it just shows just how different the two of them are, like, approaching love, like you said, and monetary value versus, like, you know, just any kind of regular emotion. And it's really... too bad, and it's really frustrating, but she did show that she has some growth. She was willing to put on those sneakers. She was willing to
was,
do it.
She said, I like these shoes.
Yeah.
And
the reason is because the daughter was trying, as she asks her mom later, just like, well, have you tried? And she's like, well, I've been trying my whole life, but like not in the way that she's been trying. Like,
totally.
She is, like, Emily can grow, and Emily can change, and she will change, obviously, but like, I think it's going to take more steps like this.
Mm-hmm. And I think we'll see that as the show goes on.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Now, unlike anything I've ever talked about on the air, I actually stand by Squarespace. I actually do because I've used it for everything I've made. Literally, GilmoreGuysShow.com, the very website for this very podcast, was made using Squarespace. How beautiful is that? KevinTPorter.com, I made that using Squarespace. My old bake shop website, that was made using Squarespace. Because you can do it all with Squarespace. You can sell content on your website. So exclusive stuff behind a paywall. You can sell memberships, courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks. You can do that with Squarespace. You can do analytics with Squarespace. So you can figure out who's visiting your website and why. And figure out how to get traffic and where's it coming from. You can also have people do flexible payments on Squarespace. Make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. Accepts credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. How nice is that? You can also do email campaigns, so there's constant outreach for your stuff and people know where to find you. So I'm going to let you know where to find Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/GilmoreGuys to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/GilmoreGuys. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now let's talk about your social battery. Maybe right now it's bursting at the seams with energy. Maybe it's a little drained. Maybe you're one of those people like my friend with their phone battery that keeps it 2% all the time, even when they stay home all day. And they definitely could charge up if they wanted to, but they don't. Well, regardless of where it is, it's important to understand why it is the way it is. Why is the battery low when it gets low? Is it because you're feeling less social? Is it because you're feeling sad? Is it because of emotions you've yet to identify? Or maybe just boundaries you haven't set for yourself yet? Either way, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, maybe you don't. Maybe you need a little more alone time. Well, either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. This is so important because I've been in therapy for 10 plus years, for some would say, technically, 11 years this month, and it's helped me so much understand where I get my energy from, how I use my energy, how to better use my energy, and how to maintain things in a way that's sustainable and healthy and good. And that's to do, of course, with boundaries, but also just understanding who I am and what I want. And I couldn't have done so much of that work without therapy. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GilmoreGuys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GilmoreGuys.
But speaking of that scene where she's walking out with the sneakers, Mrs. Kim and Emily.
Mrs. Kim and Emily. Thing. Oh, yeah, that was my second favorite scene, especially first comedically. Oh,
check the bottom. Is it signed? Check
Class
the bottom. Is it
of
signed?
The Titans.
It's signed.
It was so good.
So good.
Yeah, and that just was very fun. It was like sports.
Yeah.
I think this is the episode, or probably it isn't the episode, but it's the episode where you see, like, I think, whatever it is, Paladino's, the staff realize, Emily's kind of our best character. Let's just pair her with anybody and see what happens. Her with Michelle. They love each other. That totally makes sense. Her and Mrs. Kim, they like spar, but they have this weird like samurai respect for each other.
Yeah, I love that.
It's so good.
Samurai respect. That's a really good way of putting it. It's like,
I didn't mean it
because
Mrs. Kim is Asian.
No, I meant,
Jimmy, you're obsessed with race.
That's not, okay. Really, I'm the one that's obsessed with race?
Do you think I'm a... No.
No. Fine,
let's
We're not
get
getting into
it.
This. No.
I'm not going to be the Dan Harmon of this podcast. By the way, Dan.
His wedding.
Dan,
oh my God,
congratulations. We love you.
We love you so much.
Come on the show.
Please come on the show. You're one of my dream guests.
Yeah, we have some dream guests. We'll go over that.
You guys, I'm right here.
Well, you're no longer dream guests because the dream
is
real.
Yeah, you did it.
All right. I don't know if
we
I like that.
We played that off really well.
We did it.
So what that were we saying? Out.
Just holding a picture of Dan Harmon above my face.
What? No, I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
I would never do that.
Like they did at the reception last night.
Exactly.
Did you see that?
Did you check the hashtag? They had giant, giant pictures of his head and had people dancing, carrying it. It was amazing.
That's incredible.
It was cool, but it was also a little upsetting.
Oh, my God. I'm imagining, like, Richard coming to Stars
Richard.
Hollow.
Where the hell's Richard?
I don't know. I always miss
Richard. Richard does come to Stars Hollow.
The grandfather.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's, like,
married
this
to
very...
Emily?
Yeah.
Okay.
He
loves,
like,
reading the newspaper. That's the first thing you need to know about
him. He's super unoffensive. He has no opinions about everything. Yeah. He's just lovely. He's like, oh, this happened today. Oh.
He loves his mommy.
he
loves
really
Rory.
Does.
And he loves Emily.
Yeah.
He's all right with Lorelai. That's truly. if I was to break
right
it down,
Lorelai,
that's what it is.
They have very little conflict, but when it does happen, it's like a. It's real, and then it's gone.
Exactly.
Well, Lorelai is one of my favorite characters I've ever seen on any TV show.
Wow, just from one episode viewing.
She's amazing.
Break
it down.
Break
yeah, she's just super, super strong and funny and doesn't take shit, but she's still very empathetic. A lot of times you have characters that are kind of one or the other. Like, you have someone who is tough, and then they can't really, they need to be broken down.
And then
to
they
be
crumble.
Emotional. But
yeah.
She's emotional and she's tough. Like, she's just multifaceted in all the best ways. She's able to wear a lot of different hats.
Mm-hmm. Strong yet vulnerable.
Yeah.
Which I think is like such an easy log line for like, yeah, so the protagonist, she's strong, but she's got a vulnerable side.
She kicks ass, but she's got a soft side.
But you know what? She can hang with the
dogs. She can run with the dogs.
She can run with the dogs. But it's much more difficult to actually pull off.
Yeah, and they do it very well.
And Lauren Graham is extraordinary in the role, I believe.
She can't eat pancakes with eggs on them.
Yeah, that was a little bit of When Harry Met Sally.
That was the scene. I think I'm not even going off my notes, but I love it because it just feels so freeform, you know? That was the scene I was like, is Lorelai a high-maintenance nightmare?
You know what it reminded me of is Monk.
Oh, yeah?
Because Monk's got to have everything on, like, separate plates or be separate from each other. And I was just like, this is so weird for her to have this, like, weird OCD nightmare about food when it could just be like, he literally went into the back and scraped it to the side and went, here you go, and she was good with it. Like, why didn't she just
Yeah, and
that?
I think this is the time where it's like, man, she's really in love with her own. I'm weird and quirky. I still love her, but it's like one of those things where it's like you're making someone do a lot of unnecessary work because you think you're adorable.
I don't think it's high maintenance, though. I just think it's control. Like, she's a control freak. Mm. At least in this
It sounds
one.
Like something
I
a woman
seen
would
the
say.
Show.
I'm just kidding.
I haven't seen the show.
Oh,
what?
This is the episode where we lose a bunch
of
viewers.
I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding. No,
ladies, all ladies everywhere, we love you.
Come on the show, all of you.
Yeah, ladies, come on the show. Just an open call. Men? Come on the show, too.
No, get
out. I don't
know.
Well, you know, I felt like the reason she did it, and I haven't seen, obviously, anything more than this, but, like, you know, she wanted to show that she has control over their relationship in one possible way. Because clearly she can't control him as far as who he's dating more than just kind of like, is there some other reason for you to not be with this girl? No? All right. Can you take the eggs off of my pancakes? Like,
oh, you think that's the kind of move?
I do. Mm. I think it's
I didn't
just
even think about it from that angle.
I definitely think it's just a way to see just like, what will you do? Because you know that I could do it myself, but like, you know, can I push you in any way?
Yeah.
Oh, will you listen to me?
This is why I love having other people on the show who have never seen it, because they add this perspective.
Yeah.
That's like so, it's like, oh, I didn't think of it. It's just like blind spots I have after watching this show for so long.
I am definitely the annoying person who watches all TV shows like this. I'm just kind of
like, TV shows like what?
Like just very, very like break everything down like super analytically. It's so fun.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It's not to say that I'm ever right. It's just fun.
You sound right now because you agree with us.
Right.
Should we get into the fashion report real quick?
Let's do it.
You mentioned some stuff.
Was that scary?
We got
settling.
You guys should have warned me.
Oh, yeah, we should have.
Allie just ducked under the couch. So I think we touched on it a little bit, but or maybe it's just when we were watching the show.
I think so.
Lorelai and Rachel's matching leather jackets.
Paired with Seinfeld jeans, as you put it.
Boom, ba dum, boom, boom. These
What's
jeans
the deal
are
with
so
me being a photographer?
My pants.
That's what we call it. Dueling bits.
Dueling bits.
DBs. So there's that.
Yeah, the matching jackets was like, is it just like anytime anyone has to go outside, they're just like, oh, let's get our jackets.
Yeah, let's get the leather on. Yeah,
is
I mean,
cold
it's starts Connecticut.
Hollow?
Yeah. So it's the north, it's the northeast, so it's not L.A., even though it's completely L.A.
But I feel like, of course, Lorelai has a leather jacket because Emily would never wear a leather jacket.
Exactly.
And, or rhinestones.
Or rhinestones. Or rhinestones. Yes, at the end of the app, when her and Roy are looking at the beaten down Dragonfly Inn, which is the start of a storyline that continues.
I'm sure.
Spoiler
they
alert.
They just never go back to it again.
What a nice hint that was.
Yeah, too bad it burned down again. Yeah. Burned down in, so I'll come back later. Rhinestones on the flannel. She's wearing... I've only seen The Edge from U2 do that, but he really does. If you watch him now, like, he has the flannel, but if you look at it like an HD, there's like sparkly diamonds on it. So all she needed is a beanie.
Where are you watching U2 in HD?
YouTube.
Oh.
YouTube.
Ah, okay. YouTube. Their website.
No.
YouTube?
Just U2 on YouTube.
This is a bit.
Great bit.
Back to doing bits.
The only other note I have fashion-wise is Lane has a pink top button all the way up, like a Mormon.
Is that
like when she comes in?
Yeah.
And she's like, hey. Store? Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I noted something else.
Fashion-wise?
Well, we talked about the friend who is actually like 30 in real life who's playing a 16-year-old.
Let's talk about Lane. Allie, how do you feel? We should just go character by character. This
yeah,
is
how
the
do you feel
fun.
About Lane?
I don't like Lane.
Oh. Here's
do you like
the deal.
Anyone in the show besides
she
Lorelai?
She does. She likes Lorelai. She likes Emily as a character.
I like the Gilmore girls.
Yeah. And what was the other one I wanted? Oh, I wanted to see what the sensation, even though she had like two scenes in this, but Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yes.
In this role. Did
that was
you
exciting.
Not know she was in it?
I had
at
no
all?
Idea.
Yeah, so she was
very
on this,
exciting.
Doing this. She was such a little sweetie on this show for 7 years.
I love her on this show.
She's so, and you can just tell, even
you
from her
tell.
Two scenes, like, there's no room for the kitchen. It's a disaster. We're going to have to charge half price. Her game Flustered is just like the cutest.
Yeah, she's adorable.
I love how much this show makes me love women characters that exist on their own terms apart from being justified from anything else. Even
right.
on Scandal, where it's like, Kerry Washington, she's strong and tough, but all of her decisions are filtered through what does Fitz want? What does President
right.
Fitz want?
Yeah, this like, definitely passes the Bechdel test. Like,
oh.
leaps
and it passes.
Flying colors.
It fails the anti-Bechdel test. We talk about this.
Dudes don't have scenes together.
Michelle and Rune talking to each other is rare.
Yeah.
That's
in the first, literally, in the first six episodes, no joke, two men did not talk to each
That's
other.
That's great.
Which is like, yeah, it's about time.
Yeah, we're exactly. It's about time 14 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But yeah, that character, you said it was, her name is Lane?
Lane. Mm. Lane Kim.
No thanks. She's just like she's just so obnoxious. Like, I don't know. I would not want to be friends with her. She talks so much and it's so boring. And she is the only character that's just like, boys, boys, boys. They don't like me. Self-worth. And it's just kind of like.
Very needy about the Henry stuff.
So
she is the
needy.
One. She is the one girl on the show that I will say needs validation from a dude.
Yeah.
She's the only one, I think. Emily's fine. Everyone else is fine.
Maybe that's why I don't like her.
I think that's a good point because she does stick out like a sore thumb in this
also,
world of really strong, amazing women. And she's just like,
you need one,
Henry.
Though. I guess you do need one.
I guess so.
Just to set up how great all the other characters are. Not that it's her, it's never a woman's fault or a man's fault for being insecure. I mean, like, you know, that comes from something else. But do I want to watch it? No.
Let's talk about, because where are we at? Minute 35. Let's talk about that last scene or the second to last scene where they're in the diner and they come in and Rachel.
The ketchup scene.
Guys, watch this again.
Watch the last scene again.
This
yeah.
was actually the benefit of watching it with you guys. I did not see this at all the first time.
Me neither.
But Rachel and Luke are in and the diner's closed, but Lorelai and Rory come in because they're super entitled. And Rachel is.
I own you, Luke. Give me some fucking coffee.
Rachel. In the background of the scene, does she have a line during this point? I don't think she does.
No.
But she is struggling with the ketchup.
She's having
bottle.
Some trouble getting all the ketchup.
I don't know if it's a character
bottle.
Thing, but she is struggling so damn hard.
I can't imagine that's a character quirk. Like, all right, you're going to go in. You're going to get all the ketchup
You're
going
to F up the ketchup
bottle. You're going to have some trouble with it.
Amazing.
But it's really funny. And
it's
then,
so funny.
And
watch it again.
They also don't fill their coffee cups. Like, they're definitely just
no,
drinking empty.
They're straight empty. Because she's, like,
mugs.
Running to the table, like, going.
Like, upside down.
Yeah, just like, well, here you go. Toss. Catch this.
Yeah, and you can tell. They might as well have been going, slurp. Like,
I did like the, I mean, I don't know if coffee has been, has coffee been a big thing on this show?
Yeah. You know, because, what? Those girls, they love coffee.
Well, it's to show that she's mature. Like, it's, you know, obviously she's drinking it because she's an adult.
Again, it's such a great perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, normally girls that age would probably be drinking like hot chocolate.
Frappuccinos.
Or some tea.
Yeah.
I guess 2001, that would have already, Starbucks already hit pretty big. But yeah, it's just smart. They show all the ways that she's kind of grown up.
It's a very smart show.
And then that last moment of going, this tastes different.
Does this coffee taste different to you?
Yeah.
Why? Why? Because there's like... Because
Luke usually makes the coffee, tastes the same. And my theory is, did Rachel make this coffee? Did Luke relinquish control and let her make the coffee?
Or is he just trying to change things up now that he's being trusting?
Or is he distracted from his work to the point where his ability to make a cup of coffee...
So you think it's bad coffee? And you think that they're just casually being just like, there's something different about this coffee.
But they like actually just like, this coffee. But they're trying to be really polite.
Oh, look, this coffee is very different. I feel like the shot to seeing him with Rachel being happy is sort of a suggestion that it's something in that dynamic that has changed.
Yeah.
There's love in this coffee.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
This coffee doesn't taste as hatred-y.
There's love in this coffee. Yeah, it doesn't taste like passive aggression. And then we're going backwards. It's fine. The conversation, I just want to point out one line.
Go for it.
In the conversation between Emily and Lorelai. And Emily shows Rory her new bedroom. Look, I got Backstreet Boys.
Backside Boys.
And there's a Justin Timberlake poster in there.
Really?
Which you see a lot in one of the next episodes. And they have this conversation. You hated us that much? Which comes up a lot. I was watching another episode from a future season. And she was like, you hate us that much. It's like, it's almost like a phrase she refers to a lot. So I don't know. It could either be sloppy writing or really good writing. And that, it's like, oh, that's like her language that she expresses stuff in.
Did you notice how much stuff there was on the bed?
It's like there was pink pajamas and like...
There's like a pile of shit on the bed.
It really was a pile of shit, wasn't
in
it?
No organizational fashion. Just like, oh, I put a bunch of pillows on half of the bed and there's a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
It's just... I was like, no one's going to sleep on that bed.
Well, did she say her favorite color is pink? Why
she
is
said
there
blue.
So... Yeah, what? Did she just... It was like, well, I like blue.
And then she gave her a choice of two flowers and then she said...
Neither of those.
Yeah, daffodils or roses. Sunflowers.
I like that she was like, okay, well, she's not getting me either of those flowers, but sure, I'll say this band.
Yeah.
Why not?
They just had a conversation about music, but apparently she cares more about flowers.
Funny. Yeah.
I think it's so funny that, I mean, I also am not a big fan of Lane, so when she was just like, you know, I was a Johnny Cash sort of sad, now I'm a sort of Elvis sort of sad, like, I was just I hate you so much.
Yeah.
If we were friends, I would have been like, please, stop, just... I get that you're sad, but like...
Don't be pretentious about it.
Yeah, keep it together. How can you be pretentious and sad?
Yeah.
Good point.
Just choose one.
I'm sadder than you.
Yeah.
Like, gross.
My sadness is a bit more cultured than yours.
But this does have my favorite line, which is in the middle of a really dramatic conversation, which I think this show does really well. She said, you took her away to live in a shed like a hobo?
A hobo?
Hobo.
The way she says hobo is probably my favorite line of this.
You can tell Kelly Bishop is from theater because she knows how to hit. It's not even like sentences, but it's like certain words she can just like nail in a way that's like so delicious to hear and so crazy good. Yeah. Or even like, I look like a Clydesdale when she's walking around in town. It's just so cute.
It was really weird watching. Like, she is like dressed in like this nice... suit, blouse, I don't know what you'd call it, from like legs up, and then it's just like
she's like Katharine Hepburn of the African Queen. Yeah,
yeah.
But with Skechers on.
And horrible socks.
Yeah,
I mean, she's right, she does look bad.
But it's also just
but charming and sweet.
Yeah,
charming and sweet. I will say that scene in the theater, there's two things I want to hit on in that.
The great guy in the background who just gets super upset.
Kirk, who's like, do you mind?
I talk during the movie. He's so funny.
Isn't he great?
He's probably one of my favorite
characters.
He's
probably the one I relate to the most.
Spoiler alert,
he
becomes a part of the main cast.
Yay.
He does?
Yeah.
Nice.
So he's like the only townie that really does.
I really like
him. Besides Michelle.
Mm-hmm. I love the townies are my favorite part of this show. There are just so many dudes that have like one quirk that they
and
just
and that's all they are.
Yeah. Like the grocery store manager who never wears other clothes and always... he never wears other clothes usually, and he's always just like super anal about the rules of the town.
Yeah, I like people that are kind of like curmudgeonly and like just frustrated by other people. I think that's always fun to watch.
Yeah. Unless it's Luke, who you hate.
Luke, I hate because I feel like I already explained why in the like, you know, empowering ways. But like,
sure.
I also just, you're kind of, I feel like you're kind of supposed to not like him at least a little bit, right?
I think we're supposed to love him.
Really?
I think so. Oh. Yeah.
We're supposed to love.
He's not like a Tony Soprano anti-hero. I mean, yeah, the question is like, are we supposed to love Luke? And it's yes on some level.
Really? Because he's not likable.
He's really not likable, but I think we are supposed to like him. I think we're supposed to be like, oh, like Luke, you're such a grump.
A grump a bump bump.
I guess.
So anyway.
I'll just have to keep watching and decide for myself.
You will. Mm-hmm. Are you going to keep watching for real?
Yeah.
Can you add it to the... Well, actually, Twin Peaks. You're almost done with Twin Peaks, right?
We got 10 more episodes and then the movie. Yeah. And then we have to wait a year and then the new season.
That'll be rad when season 3 comes out. That'll
be hopefully
so cool.
We'll have some good mics by then.
Yeah. Oh, what are you using right now?
We're just using like an Isocal mic in an apartment.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's great.
Sounds wonderful.
Nothing like our setup here.
In the Staples Center.
Dwight Howard.
Musical guest. Don Pardo, we love you. RIP. If you had to rate this episode, is that where you were going?
Yeah.
All right.
But I think one of us should do it first.
We should do it first.
Yeah, I need an idea of what this is.
Because we give the episode a rating every time.
Out of 5.
We give it something out of 5 somethings.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it, right?
Right.
We changed the rating system. So I personally, because of the way the Emily and Lorelai conflict was, and that scene with her in the shed, that was just so good. And there's that one shot, which I think summarizes why this show is so amazing on some level. When they cut back to Stars Hollow after they get back from the grandparents' house, and it's her and Rory doing this long walk and talk down the block. And it's a steady cam shot. It starts from high up, and it goes down, and it just follows them the whole time. And it's like, it's such a long take. It's like 2 minutes long or something crazy like that. Or maybe it's like 1:30. But regardless, like for the kind of stuff they have to do where they're walking and talking and Lauren Graham's hitting all these like crazy emotional beats, but doing it in like a super subdued way, it's not something that calls attention to itself. But if you really look at it and appreciate it, it's kind of amazing, which I think this show is. It's not flashy at all. Right. It's not cinematically like, whoa, we're going to show you a shot inside of a washing machine like Breaking Bad or whatever.
Like Dutch shots or anything.
No Dutchies in this one.
No Dutchies.
No Fergies.
I don't want no Dutch.
So, yeah. Dutch, I can't get no from. So, overall, I think I would have to give this episode 4.5 out of 5 ketchup bottles.
Ooh.
Aw, mm-hmm. That's cute.
What do you give it, Demi?
3 out of 5. How about? Not a strong episode for me. I even wrote in my notes, get to the conflict quicker. The pacing is terrible. And then what a pointless episode. There's nothing in this episode that happens that I'm like, yeah, this is a big move. Like even the
Dragonfly.
Emily... Okay, but
the
like,
Rachel Lorelai stuff,
big.
Which we haven't even touched on, their weird relationship.
I can tell the Dragonfly is going to be big, but it was such a small part. Like that's the like one that is making it not a 5 out of 10 for me. And I think that the Emily stuff just feels stale, where it's just like, you wanted to get away from us. You went to a bad place. Like I feel like that's already a conflict that's kind of been brought up.
You're right.
But at the same time, there were a lot of moments here that were very funny and like a lot of moments from characters like Mrs. Mm-hmm. Kim, Emily, is one of my top like 5 moments.
All time,
already.
Right? Yeah. They're just, it's just
of the
two powerhouses.
Scene.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not that strong, but not awful. So
yeah.
What do you give it?
It is my first time, so it's a little, you know, it's not too fair. But I say I would give it 4 out of 5 rhinestones.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 rhinestones.
5 rhinestones is
I'm
nearly
so...
enough for flannel.
They're big.
One of the things we get about the show a lot on Twitter and stuff is we love your guests. They're all awesome, and they are. But can you have some more people on who like the show? So it's always like a gamble because we just invite funny people we love to be on the show.
We don't ask if they like the show beforehand.
Yeah,
that's
in fact,
we
tell them, you can hate it. It's fine. But so it's such a nice thing to talk to someone who saw it and we all watched it together. And it's like, we were there for your first.
Yeah, and I definitely love that. I'm going to make it a Facebook event a life event.
Enjoy Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, you do that.
I do that.
Yeah, you do that a lot. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing this experience with me.
Allie, thank you
really
so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Join us on a future episode if you're still keeping up with it.
I will, yeah. Maybe I could get to the same point that you guys are.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here for a while.
We will be here until we die.
It took us 2 months to get through season one.
Oh my God, did it?
Yep.
Wow.
So by that logic, we have a year to go. because we might slow it down.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. We might do three episodes on just one episode of the TV show.
Okay. When you said slow it down, I thought you meant like, we'll do like one episode a week.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Why?
Okay, anyway. Allie.
Is there anything you're working on that you would like to plug?
Yeah, you want
to
plug?
Well, I have shows every so often that I just put on my website, alliegertz.com.
Okay.
If you want to hear some.
How do you spell Allie Gertz?
AlliEGoertz.
Okay.
And there you get my album, watch my YouTube videos.
How well do you know this theme song from this TV show we just watched?
None. I know it.
Cool. Well, you can improvise.
Yeah,
sing
freestyle.
Hooks. 2, 3, 4.
Let's get it,
you're out on the road, feeling lonely. And so cool.
Take it out.
I know.
All you have to do is call my name.
Oh, I really
and
like
I'll
it
be
though.
Be there on the next train.
Sorry.
Where you lead, I will follow.
He has to hear it.
Anywhere that you tell me to. If you need
this is very fun to watch.
Need me to be. I will follow anywhere that you tell me to. If you need me to be with you.
Sing the last line, Allie.
I don't know.
Make
what
something
is it?
Up. Make something
no.
up.
I can't. I'm sorry. But okay. I'll write.
Now that you know, let's go again.
Okay, here we go.
No, it's my nightmare. I will write a Gilmore Girls song, though.
Oh, for real?
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Premiere it on this podcast? No,
yes,
you don't have
no,
to.
I will. Oh, where else am I going to put it? Not on mine. Yeah, I'll do that for sure.
What?
That'd be amazing.
This is so dope.
Let's end on a high note. Goodbye.